We're holding in Siman Tov Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph, Shiburus and Cotton Gimel. So you have to sell it to the Goy in such a way that he'll finish it before Pesach. Haino, Davim to Talomer, Shem Krenel Yisrael. Now, why do you need this Goy to finish it before Pesach? You want, the point being, that A, the Goy will finish it off himself before Pesach, or even if he turns around and sells it to a Jew, the Jew will be able to finish it before Pesach. If you wait till the last hour to sell, which is Shochamishis, it will not be completed before Pesach. Also, if you're the mad, you can't sell them even a little bit. The Shemayim currently is selling Samad, sell it to the Jew. And the Jew can't eat it then, or finish it then. Come, have some ruba. See, we come across the whole Zebestam Nachr. So, he's selling it to Stamagoy. The guy's going to eat it. So, he's selling it at a real price for a real sale. If you know that he's just going to be your mechiras chametzkoy, he's going to give it back to you after Pesach. Not a case where he's actually buying it to use. In that situation, even giving it to him before Pesach would be mutter. Or you're giving it earlier before Pesach, but you're giving him a tremendous amount, which you will not have time to finish. So either way, so he said, it has to be finished before Pesach, kind of Pesach. B'sharisur m'shein nikir isurim. Now, that's over here by Pesach, by Chometz. We say you can sell little by little to a goy. He'll buy a little, finishes it, comes back to buy a little more. Or you can sell it out. So many goyim, each one a little bit. Yisari shurim she'ena nikr yisurim. If you have other yisurim which are not visible, like over here. So also limkir l'nachir fi l'mat. So in general, we don't rely on this mat issue, because you might turn around and sell it to a Jew. Rak hocha d'ika kama sveikos heikelu. Over here, we don't know if it was chametz to start with. He might finish it off before Pesach. He might not sell it to a Jew. So it seems we're giving such a small amount, he probably won't sell it off. So a combination of all the sorters, I don't know for sure if something is there. He might compete it before Pesach. So we may go to sell it. Because chances are he won't be able to turn around and sell it to a Jew. And even if he does, a Jew will finish it before Pesach. Okay. Zot the Mechaber Sif Beis. This grain they were talking about, which was impacted by water like this. So we can look at a kernel, see if it started to expand, and there are cracks in it, there are fissures in it. It's split open. Mm-hmm. So if that happened, that's already indicative of a chametz process. So that's going to be us. It's very chometz, as opposed to the first tiller we're doing, the possibility of sava chometz. But over here, it's very chometz. Okay, keeping the menach naiche, since it. You're letting it sit.
So it's definitely going to become chametz, even though you don't see anything.
Like the irrigated water or rain, get onto the kernels. Because I feel a little respect to what Sir said there. I'll see, even though they weren't respected. According to one opinion. But I'm going to show you Munach Baliya, but Yorduk Sham, Derech Agag, Bixas, Mamakemus, Islachlich. It was under the roof. There were some places in the roof where it sprung a leak. Okay. So it didn't fall directly on the sack, or the pile of dog or whatever it was. But in the Sakhlu, so there's moisture was spread around and the grain got wet. You shouldn't eat them. You don't have to get rid of them. We should really discuss about what about eating them. What's the sake sake? Shema lo yordu olei in kshan. We even teach yordu shema lo nischam. So it's not body that's going to come chometz. Avlochem mepesach osu demani sveik sveika. But Pesach is not going to rely on sveik sveika. So you got to be a chila.
So the raisa normally you do rely on a sveik sveika.
Right.
Lo yordu you can rely on.
Right. We had this before. Must have been tough in Zion, right? Okay. So we've cut in hay, but no harp. So this... even though something is okay, it's also in the heart. You went to Levatel Dogan Zebaroi, Vabashishim Kadim Pesach, Vashas Heterhu. And that was Simon Tafim Zion. Sif Yid Alpa, Mishra Burm, Simon Tafim Gimel, Sif Gimel, Mishra Burm. So the heart right now, it's Heter and Heter. So not there anything at all wrong by mixing it together, bona fide Pesach flour plus this. I want to mix it together, and do Bittu.
So dogon. So dogon is something that you can't recognize it. I mean,
you see the individual. I mean, is it bottle pishishim then? I mean, if it's you can see, if each one you can see individually, it's not ground. Then.
Right, but the fact that these comments doesn't make it look different. It's the kernel, so it still has the outer shell which is holding it in place. It's not obvious that
it looks the same.
So what's this saying? So it's heter betzer. So there can't be anything wrong with being mevatel it because you don't have mevatel heter if you want. What does he say? Tafim sign, you know? Because you remember that you're being polite. Is this a cut now? Or something? You b'shish. How much over the pesach is batel b'shish? So you got to go to Cheshkila to do that.
That's chometz. Says over here. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you recognize it inside the batch, then it's still Asar Sol Tarobas Acha Pesach. This is something that you can't recognize.
Here it is. The Mishnah Berurah Katan Kuf Beis. At the last line of that Mishnah Berurah. Because of the Asar Arav Chometz the Chaskila Katan Pesach Meshishim Kelachu Pesach.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. It's
not
the same thing. So the guy with the being didn't do mitzvah chatzila.
Depends whether you want to eat it or just keep it.
Right.
Balyurah, if it's okay.
Right, so he's making that difference.
Two different categories.
So he's applying the same thing over here.
Yeah.
You want to be mevatel this dog on in the kama in this, I guess it would be the grains, the two of the paste the grains which are there. Other dogon.
Dogon that got wet, dogon that didn't.
So he says, he's sent me back over there. The Mishavur differentiated between
eating and keeping.
Okay. Above, shnavel ma'ayim, I feel a mat, mine real low. Even a little bit of water is a problem. Alpha, peach, lunis, pekeh. If you see the test, Kosovo Kabra, Bishlam's became Mamish. He has the word Mamish. And actually, it's Rachachov, Shakurbus is Makay. It's about to burst.
Ah, okay.
It didn't burst yet.
It looks like.
Makan, Shina, Loshana, Makas, Abishlam's Makay. Loans didn't do any of the Bikum process at all. Lahar's Abishlam's Rachach, Klau, Gamkinos.
Okay.
Because the step before Biku is this Rachach. So it starts. The process starts with softening up. So it's already softened up. It's close. It's close to being mispakeya. So saying over here, we're not even near their stage yet. The beginning stage is still saucer. Once it's soaked in water, it's saucer. Can we make a knife? What's the lemmer? After the seas is pushed in through the Aaron Oster Elmkin, these Baku. Which over there is why you're using water on the grain and on the flour, the same problem. Or make up to the point there's Bikua. A kaponim being in the Kuliyama, she you crevices, okay. That's why the Shulchan Aruch is adding this point of Melech Naich, because suppose over there, when you were doing that, you were doing it, you were aping Osik with the dough. Yeah. You know, the whole mess of tests, I'm going to stop here because it's not going in my head over here. So cut and test.
Mm-hmm. Chimetz.